Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
this is the fifth and final Dr. Jazz Hour program of tragic ends to the lives of jazz musicians and singers. The early blues singer Bessie Smith was driving in Mississippi, her boyfriend at the wheel, when they were hit by a truck. Smith sustained severe injuries, and it took a very long time for an ambulance to get there from a hospital for blacks only. She died the next day at age 43. In 1927, Bessie Smith recorded Mean Old Bedbug Blues. New Orleans trumpeter and band leader Sam Morgan suffered a series of strokes, which eventually forced him to retire from music in 1935. He died a year later from pneumonia at age 41. So you'll hear the Sam Morgan Band in 1927 doing Short Dress Gal. After retiring from the music business to become a housewife, singer Lurleen Hunter died tragically in 1983. Details are unclear, but she may have been murdered by an ex-mobster boyfriend. Lurleen Hunter sang It Could Happen to You in 1956. Swing-era singer Buddy Stewart was killed in a car crash in New Mexico in 1950 at age 27. So here's Stewart, 1950, singing Pennies from Heaven with the Charlie Ventura Orchestra.
Then I went over and seen. heart wouldn't pull. She swapped it for bull. All I could hear the voice was saying, won't you love it, babe? Everybody looking, love it, babe. All voices, won't you love it, babe? Everybody looking, gone shine, drag no more style.
Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms could be. And it happened to me.
Upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Exploring the tragic tales of jazz musicians on this Dr. Jazz Hour. After a recording session in 1971, vibraphonist and bandleader Gary McFarland and two companions went to a bar in Greenwich Village in New York City. Apparently, someone spiked their drinks with liquid methadone, which triggered a heart attack from which McFarland died that night. He was 38 years old. In 1965, Gary McFarland recorded The Moment of Truth. Baritone saxophonist Leo Parker was a heroin addict. His career went downhill and he died of a heart attack at age 36 in 1962. So you'll hear Leo Parker and a sextet in 1961 doing Jumpin' Leo. Swing-era band leader Bunny Berrigan, one of the best trumpet players of the era, was a serious alcoholic and his band went bankrupt and he died of cirrhosis at 33 in 1942. Here's the Bunny Berrigan Orchestra in 1937 doing The Prisoner's Song.
Thank you.
Dr. Jazz is featuring some sad, tragic stories on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Swing-era drummer Dave Tough was an epileptic, and during a seizure in 1948, Tough died from head injuries suffered during a fall. He was 41. Tough was the drummer for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in 1936 when they recorded Head Over Heels in Love. Bassist Paul Chambers was one of the busiest in jazz, but he had heroin and alcohol problems, his health declined, and he died of TB in 1969 at age 33. Here's Chambers on Just for the Love. Pianist Elmo Hope was a heroin addict who was in and out of prison several times and died from drug-related health issues in 1967 at age 43. In 1953, Elmo Hope recorded Happy Hour with the trio. Billie Holiday's struggles with drugs and alcohol are legendary. She finally passed away in hospital from cirrhosis of the liver and heart problems in 1959 at age 44. You'll hear Billie sing Blue Moon in 1952.
Suppose it reveals that I am, I am, I am high in the me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Whisper, please adore me. And I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Let's begin this last set of tragic tales on this Dr. Jazz Hour with alto sax man Charlie Parker, who had serious heroin and alcohol addictions, causing mental problems, cirrhosis of the liver, and heart problems. He died in 1954 at age 34. Parker recorded Love for Sale with a quintet shortly before his death. Trumpeter Chet Baker had a long history of heroin abuse and incarcerations because of it. In 1988, when Baker was 58, he was found dead with serious head injuries on the sidewalk under the window of his second-story hotel room in Amsterdam. Nobody really knows what happened. Here's Baker on Funk in Deep Freeze. On a rainy night in 1956, trumpeter Clifford Brown and drummer Richie Powell, Bud's younger brother, were being driven to a gig on the Pennsylvania Turnpike by Powell's girlfriend when they went over an embankment and all three were killed. You'll hear the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet in 1955 with Richie Powell on the drums doing Jackie.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.